Good Morning Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
It's my pleasure to welcome our special guest in the studio this morning, Rebecca Pelane, as well as Veronica Kutzer. Welcome to both of you. And listen, thank you very, very much for joining us. Good morning, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Veronica, I'm actually going to start with you. I often refer to people like yourself as the first angel. Those are people that write to us, often not about themselves, but about someone else. And you wrote to us about Rebecca, right?
I did.
When did you meet?
Rebecca and I met a little bit more than 10 years ago. She was working at a playground for children at a restaurant.
Okay.
And my two grandchildren absolutely fell in love with her. And so the only place we could ever go and eat was where Rebecca was.
I love that. Yeah.
That is amazing. So very good with children, obviously. And you wrote to us for a specific reason.
I did. Rebecca has really been an angel for so many people for such a long time. Maybe it's time that some angels show up in her life as well.
Especially with Mother's Day coming up.
Yes.
You are a mom, Rebecca.
Yes, I'm a mom.
Who, back then when you met Veronica, you were looking after a whole bunch of strange children at a restaurant.
Yes, by that time I didn't have a child yet.
You didn't have a child back then, but now you have a couple in your care.
Yes.
Tell me the story.
I have two children. It's my daughter, and I have five siblings that I'm looking after. My mom passed away in 2022. So I'm working in a nursery school.
Seven children.
Wow. Yeah, mine's two and five siblings.
How does that happen?
By the time my mom passed away, it was the 22 of April, 2022. I had a little daughter, was only 1 month. And the family wanted to take the siblings, but I didn't want to because I grew up with my aunt, and it was not nice growing up with my aunt. And my mom was still alive, but she was struggling.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you decided there's no way.
I decided I will take care of them, whatever that happens. So I'm still with them. My mom, when she passed away, we're still living in a shack, like a small house. Mm-hmm. I tried all my best to build a small house for them. Mm.
Between 4 and 18, and you're 31. It's a lot. What do you need help with?
Now I'm working at the nursery school, working for extra hours, which is sometimes I get home very late. I can't help even sources with homework because I'm trying to get extra money, but it's costing me because I'm working from 7 until 5. I'm only getting home at 8 o'clock. So if I can get an extra job, that can help me a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm guessing also school uniforms and things like that.
Yeah, because now it's winter, especially winter time, it's struggling. I must buy one jacket, hide it, buy another jacket, hide it. Because if you bring one, then the other one thinks Ceci doesn't love me.
Yes.
And Ceci can't cope buying all seven jackets at the same time.
Tell me about the small house. Are you building on or something? What is happening?
I tried to. It was my mom passed away. We were living in a three-room shack. So we had a wall standing, but there was no roofing, but the material was there.
Okay.
So one of the men who's staying around where we are, he come and says, Ceci, let me help you. I'm going to put the roofing for you guys.
That's nice.
So he put the roofing. The house is not wired yet. The wires is just moving all around, which is not safe for the children, but I can't manage to do the chipping now. And at the back, there's no windows. I put the thing. It's only in the front where it's fine. And then there's no place there.
Yeah, no, listen, coping is, I don't know if that's the right word. It's a miracle.
Yeah, actually, you know, when I hear you say, I want to find another job, I'm like, where would you find the time, honey, to have another job if you're working from 7 until 8 in the evening? Where are you going to find?
I raised 5 children, and I know how difficult it was. And then to raise 7.
Yeah.
And I can really see she always makes a plan. It doesn't matter what happens, she will make a plan.
Incredible. We'll be back with more Good Morning Angels. Let's get those angels together and see what we can do for Rebecca and her family coming up. Our special guest in studio this morning is Rebecca, 30-year-old pre-primary school assistant. She has a very special way with children. Loves her job. She works and lives for her children. She has 2 daughters of her own. And then also 4 years ago, she became the mom of her 5 younger siblings.
Oh, man.
There's a full haste. That's when her mother passed away. So at her young age, she's a single mom. To 7 children. Veronica, thanks for being the first angel and telling us all about Rebecca. So let's see if we can get those angels together for Rebecca this morning. And I'm going to start by introducing you to Lee, ladies. Please meet Lee. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Martin and team. Congratulations on this amazing show you do.
Oh, thank you very much. It's thanks to people like yourselves and, of course, to Rebecca. Veronica wrote to us to Good Morning Angels. Now, Lee, you represent ISAM 360 Career Expo. Is that right?
Yes, 100%. And so we, together with ISAM and the Career Expo in Food Design, we've come up with 15,000 rand worth of food vouchers on Pick and Pay. And Pick and Pay, who are our partner with the Baby Expo, have come in and they're happy to help with another 5,000 rand in stationery. And then we'd like to invite the family. We'll come and stay for a day out. Empress Palace would like to host them.
Give Rebecca a bit of a break. That sounds good. So 15,000 rand in food vouchers, 5,000 rand stationery, and also that outing. Bit of a distraction there for them all.
Thank you very much.
On the other line, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Martin and team.
Are you well? Good.
I'm
good.
Welcome from you.
Very well, thank you. You represent BE Equal Consulting. Lisa van der Vyf, the MD of BEE Legal Equal Consulting. Thank you very much. This Rebecca, let me tell you, a remarkable woman and amazing mother performing miracles, I tell you.
Truly.
What good news do you have for us this morning?
So, Rebecca, we shared your story with one of our amazing clients. They've asked to remain anonymous because they want the spotlight to stay entirely on you today. So, on behalf of our clients, we are so proud to give you and your family 50,000 rand.
50,000
rand.
Tears of joy, Rebecca, and relief, I'm sure. You feeling a bit more relieved?
I don't know what to say.
Well,
yesterday it was my mom's anniversary. It's 4 years that my mom passed away. I was very down. Just praise God to know what you gave me. So I'm really thankful. Really thankful. Sometimes I want to live like the other youngs. And I can't do what the other people are doing, wishing to do some of the things, but I can't do it. So I'm really, really thankful.
You've got angels around you.
Yeah, you do.
And your mom looking down. Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, I know the cost of things these days, especially when it comes to renovations. Never mind renovations, building.
Yeah.
Building something. So I want to give you another 50,000 from Good Morning Angels. See what you've done now. Now my makeup is running now.
All of our makeup is it's running now.
Thank you.
So, good job, angel number one, Veronica. Mavi.
What do you say?
Mavi.
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 And well done to you.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, good job, angels. Good job.
With Martin Bester, featuring Felicity Rican and Olanjinga, your morning family.
Good morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Jacaranda FM.